My final guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Yigal Marcus. He's the director of Republicans Overseas based in Israel. And we're going to be talking about challenging the blockade. I'm talking about the Somud flotilla, which I believe has left Tunisia and is on its way now to Israel. Yigal, good afternoon, and thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Yeah, it's always great being with you, and I'll try not to say anything controversial to spur any bad SMSs. I'll behave.
I think yours is the easy part of the afternoon. My feeling, and I put it out there, I was talking to our listeners this afternoon, and I said, just let these guys land. Let these guys land and be exposed for the frauds that they are. There is no aid on those boats. The boats are too small to be carrying significant amounts of aid. Let them land and see how they fare in Gaza for the next 3 weeks.
This is going to shock you, but the bleeding heart conservative me is actually going to agree with the, what were you called? A delusional liberal?
Yeah,
right. Okay, so I actually agree with you. I think they should be able to land. I think we should take away their boats. They're in the territory.
And leave them there.
Wish them well, and be done with it. And I don't think they should make a big deal. I think that they have to make sure the boats don't have weapons. But I think they should be allowed to land. Let them let them enjoy the countryside. Let them be there. I have no problem with that. They want to come back into Israel. Sorry, you know, gotta go through passport control, which doesn't exist these days. And they'll be stuck there for, I don't know, a few months. They'll enjoy the plentiful food that's in Gaza, or perhaps they can assist the UN in distributing the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of tons of food that are just sitting there because the UN refuses to distribute them. So I think I agree with you. Let them land. Let them enjoy the sightseeing of Gaza, and their, you know, no cameras, no media, and Israel didn't do a bad thing.
100%. So you're on the same page as a delusional liberal, it seems. What is actually going to happen? How's this going to play out?
That's a good question. I think they have to, again, I think they're going to have to go through the boats to make sure that from a security perspective, they are safe. I think that as much as I'd like to, you know, have them all arrested and sent out, we'll probably take control of the boats, do the security sweep, and once again take these people and send them back to where they came from, with the exception of those people who have already done this before and are now violating our law. And I would expect those people to go through a little bit more of a let's call it a harsher experience to ensure they don't keep doing this.
So I was wondering about that. Does Israel have jurisdiction over these people? Will they be able to be subject to Israeli law? Because in effect, they're aiding and abetting Hamas. That's what they're actually doing.
Yeah. So under international law, if they are, what they're doing is illegal, and they're going to try to penetrate a blockade that has been fully legally implemented by Israel. And if they try to violate it in Israeli waters, then absolutely Israel can arrest them and hold them and prosecute them if they wanted to. So, you know, perhaps is what Israel needs to do is to prosecute those people who are doing this for the second time. And for the people who are here, who are doing it for the first time, they get their warning and force them to watch that 47-minute video of Hamas taking our babies and shooting them and putting them into ovens and raping our women. You know, force them to watch it. Maybe they should have a multiple choice test afterwards that they'd be required to take, but they need to do something that obviously is going to discourage them from doing it again. It's complicated, you know. Israel's got a very good navy, but it's complicated taking people who disregard international law and try to violate Israel's sovereignty. So I think they're going to have to be tough. For those who are repeat offenders, I think they're going to probably be more light with the people who are not repeat offenders. But I agree with you. Best thing is
just
bring them to
go.
Gaza. Yeah. You know, I would take their aid. I would distribute it to Israeli soldiers who are doing a great job in defending the state of Israel. Let these Israeli soldiers eat some good food and allow these people to return to their homes, as pathetic as they are.
Because I would imagine the worst case scenario would be a Mavi Mara type incident where, just if our listeners don't remember, there was a flotilla from Turkey trying to break a blockade, and they got violent with the Israeli soldiers who were attempting to board the boats. There were deaths.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's the worst possible result.
It's the worst possible situation. Israel obviously is prepared for it. Everything gets videoed. If they are going to be violent against Israeli soldiers, then they're putting their own lives at danger. Israeli soldiers protect themselves, and they don't want to go there. If they go there, they're going to have a much bigger problem than they're not getting to their destination in time.
Yigal, final question for you. Does this affect Israelis in any way? Do they lose any sleep over this issue? Or is it just a nonsense given the other pressing concerns that are happening at the moment?
So that's a very good question. You know, Israelis are very, very resilient. And we have bigger issues that we have to worry about. You know, we have Rosh Hashanah coming up. We've got our relationship with God to worry about. We've got a new year that we have to pray for. We've got soldiers that are injured we have to pray for. We've got a war that we want to end. And most importantly, our 48 hostages that remain with our enemy. So we've got our hands full with important things. These people are who are trying to penetrate and violate our borders are pathetic and are poisoned by a methodology that is what led people to pick up a gun and shoot Charlie Kirk last week. And it's the same methodology. It's the same not liberal at all. It's leftist. Very big difference. And it's a leftist methodology that has poisoned them and is triggering them to ignore the truth and to focus on their hatred of Israel and the Jewish people. So we've got our big. I don't lose sleep over these people coming. I think it'll be kind of interesting to see how Israel deals with it. I hope they deal with it with a big sense of humor to embarrass them. But we don't lose any sleep over this. We got bigger fish to fry.
Yigal Marcus, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Have a wonderful Rosh Hashanah and a Shana Tova Umetuka.
גם לך, גם לך.